I've lived here 3 years. I've been coming up to Valley City for over 14. I have family here, and my work has always taken me south. But when I had the opportunity to come up here and be with my grandkids, I took it. So I moved here to be closer to family.
And your family, tell us who they are.
My son is Matthew, and my daughter is Natalie. They both work here in town and have houses on the same street up on 5th, so they've been here ever since they were in elementary school and all the way through up. So really grown up around this town. So,
and tell us what you do for a living.
I work with Legacy Developments, doing property development here in town. I do residential property development. We've also done some commercial. We've done road raises and different things like that down. I also work with the Legacy Place, which is the assisted living center down here. I've worked there for about 3 years, for almost the time I've been up here. Seen a lot of the growth. I've got to experience kind of how the city works through that particular portion of my job, seeing where I think we can make some improvements, where we can streamline some things. So that is also, that's one of the reasons I'm running, is to look at ways to help promote growth, help promote business, and help promote development here in Valley City.
What, I guess, triggered your passion to run for mayor?
Well, it's one of those things. I've talked about it for quite a while, and things that I see. Now, I bring some different ideas to the table because I've worked with other cities and other places. I see the opportunities that Valley has coming forward, and I want to make sure that we take them. I also was on the housing task force here in Valley City. We looked at ways to bring new housing here and to be able to house the people that are currently leaving the city because we don't have any opportunities for them. In that group, we found that there are some holes. There are some things that need to be fixed, some ways that we can expand growth. We also have to start developing a plan on how we're going to grow. It needs to be a more encompassing, instead of a micro-managed plan, more of a macro plan that includes different areas and different price ranges, not just high-end apartments, just not high-end properties, but also some of the lower end. We're sending too many employees away from the city. We're busing too many of them in and sending them back. We need to figure out a way that we can keep them here, keep their dollars here, so that they can spend it at our businesses. They can enjoy our city just as I enjoy it. Even if Valley City grew by 5%, and I've been to a lot of different cities that have grown even more than that, but 5% would be an additional 300 people. We don't have the housing for them. We don't have the current houses on the market. Our rental rates are almost down to zero. So where are those people going to go if we want to bring them in? We've got to have places for them to live. We've got to have houses that they want to live in. And we also have to have services and businesses here that want to keep them here. So that when we bring in new employees, they don't say, well, I'd rather go to Fargo and live. No, I'd rather live in Valley City. You know, I see that Valley City has so much going for it, and there's so many opportunities that are on the horizon. I just want to make sure that we are able to look at them and able to take them, you know, and that we're thinking about the future, not just now, but where we plan to be and what kind of a city we plan to be in the future. I want people, when they're asked about Valley City, I want them to say, oh, it's the best place to live. We have the best schools. We have an awesome college. We have some of the best facilities. I have family that lives in Duluth, and they come over here and they're amazed at the facilities that we have in a town our size. So instead of people saying, I would rather live in Fargo, I want people in Fargo to say, I'd rather live in Valley City. You know, I'd rather not be in that rat race. I mean, we have everything in Valley City that we would need as a community, and I think it just needs a little polishing, and it needs people to start looking at the city again fresh. This is my first run for political office. No, I'm not a politician. I'm a businessman. I've been vice president of a bank. I owned a software company, and I was human resource director for another large bank. Gives me some skills there in order to manage people and to manage business. I also have my broker's license and have been in development for about 12 to 13 years. So that also helps me with the projects that the city is doing, understanding kind of how the city works when it does development and fixes the roads and does the maintenance and stuff like that, and a potential expansion that we could see on the horizon.
Children?
Two children.
Children.
Boy and girl. Matthew, Natalie. My daughter, she just got married. She, her husband is on our force here, our police force. Sean Hagan.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Sean Hagan, one of the officers that helped with the rescue that we had just recently. Matthew has two kids. Natalie has one on the way. I got two grandkids, and two and a half. Both boys. And the half, we don't know yet. Yes, we don't know the half yet. Yeah. We will know in June, so I'm looking forward to that.